Welcome to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your host, motivational speaker Greg Dwyer. Be sure to check out Greg at www.gregdwyer.com. That's www.gregdwyer.com. Now on to our show. Take it away, Greg.
So do you believe that your personal destiny is in your own hands, or do you believe it's in someone else's hands? Do you believe that you're the master of your destiny and you can change your future just by focusing your attention on getting better? My guest today is Angelo Ortiz, and he's going to talk about the topic of personal fulfillment. Angelo, thanks for being on the broadcast today.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on. It's an honor.
So I have a title here, and the title is Breaking Free of Our Limits. So I got to ask you, first of all, how qualified are you? Like, how long have you been doing this? What are your credentials?
I am a licensed clinical social worker, and I've been doing this since the early 90s. So, yeah, I've been doing this for a minute. I've had a few hats over the years. I started out as a youth counselor in Washington Heights and Inwood. And then life took me along an interesting path as a social worker to learning how to do grant writing and community organizing and developing youth programs and becoming a school social worker. And then joining community boards and then local organizations, boards and stuff like that. And eventually, most recently in the last 4 or 5 years, learning about energy healing and learning about Reiki. And so, throughout the course and the trajectory of my professional career and even my personal life, it's really been this journey about, quote-unquote, leveling up, how to become the best person I can be, but also learning how people's journeys are pretty much all the same. We're all in the process of trying to maximize our potential.
I agree. And I'm looking at this. I asked you for a title of this, and you said The Brain Slave. And that catches my attention and also my interest. What are you saying there? We can be slaves to our own brain? Well, what are you saying? What are you saying here?
Man, there's one thing I have discovered over the years is that really our greatest limitation is our own brain. Now, our brain is a fabulous organ. I mean, it could be our best ally, but then it could also be our greatest enemy in terms of the limiting thoughts that we have that tell us that we're not good enough, that tell us we're too fat, we're too skinny, all this sort of programming, all this crap that gets layered on over the years to sort of limit who we are and to be more, closed into this fear-based thinking that we cannot do something.
Right. And, what I love about brains is, and I know you're going to laugh at this, everybody has one, and when you sit down with other people that have brains, they see the world differently. So if it's 2 people or 4 people or 10 people, and you're doing some kind of mastermind work, or you're just trying to network and think things through, you realize that other people see the world differently. And it's the biggest aha. When I'm like somebody comes to see you for counseling or for direction in their life, I'm sure that you're able to open up their limits. Am I right? Is that what you're doing?
Yes. Oh, that's exactly it. And that's exactly what it is. They've gotten to a place in their lives where they feel stuck. They feel horrible. And, really my work has been helping them pick apart where they're stuck and how to move beyond those limitations. There's this concept where your worldview, your limited perception of where you think you are can almost create, even though it could be an irrational concept, like say nobody loves me. Right? What do you mean nobody loves you? You say you're stuck in that thinking, right? and your entire response to your world around you is based on that very real experience for you, because your brain has told you nobody loves you. So all the emotions and all the behaviors that come out from that limited is based on an irrational concept that nobody loves you. Now, that's a very simplified example, but we all do this to varying degrees. Some people's concept of themselves and their life circumstances are more limited than others. But at the end of the day, we're only limited by what we think our situation is. And more often than not, we have adopted irrational understanding of the world around us and whatever we perceive is happening around us. And we can develop very real emotional responses to being, to living in that box, to living in that movie.
Yeah.
Now,
it
doesn't make it any less valid, your experience. I just want to make sure I say that. So you feel horrible about your circumstances. It doesn't mean you shouldn't feel validated in feeling like that. Really, the challenge at the end of the day is, are you sure you completely see everything in a rational way? You know, are you sure you're not limiting yourself in your perception of where you think you are right now?
Well, you know, while you're talking, this is one of the reasons why I like to watch Penn and Teller. This is one of the reasons why I kind of have an interest in seeing a magician do something on stage, because I say to myself, I know he can't do that. I know it's not possible for that to happen, but it just did. So what that does for me is it allows me to realize that I'm not thinking correctly, that there's got to be something else going on here that I'm not aware of, because he didn't just cut that woman in half and he didn't just do this. And the other thing I'm thinking about, Angelo, is this. Lucky people are lucky. People who are down and out are down and out. And I know this for real. People who really believe, hey, you know, I'm a lucky guy. Like, if I buy a lottery ticket, I'm winning. Or you're not going to believe what happened to me today. Or people that believe they're lucky, they tend to attract lucky situations. Am I right?
That's true. That's sort of getting into this concept of manifestation, how you could visualize where you want to be and feel that as real as anything, as if it exists already. And then through that trained thoughts, so you're training your brain to perceive your outcome, to perceive the world you want to see, and then sort of letting go of your expectations of how it's going to happen and when it's going to happen. And then because you can feel that experience is real, you sort of help to create that very thing that you're hoping to get. How do you manifest that? You manifest that by opening yourself to the possibilities and letting go of the expectations of how you think it's going to turn out. And it's about retraining your brain to think that it's possible and to believe it.
I love it. I love what you're saying. I really believe in retraining the brain. You know, you talk to some people and they'll say, you know what, that works for you, Greg, but it won't work for me. Or, you know what, you're successful in business, but I would never be able to do that. Or, you know, I can't be lucky. You don't understand. And then they'll go into a story. They'll go into a story about the past and how bad it's been, and I'll just look at them and go, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because we can be so dismissive of the beautiful opportunities that happen all around us because we're so caught up in our own experiences. Like, for a great example is, here's just my own personal experience, right? So, you know, I was a little tight in the budget, right? I was like, oh, geez, I got to buy some milk. I'm like, I couldn't buy milk, right? I was like, I'm going to have to use my credit card. I open my wallet, and what do I find? I find a CVS cash thing. You know, if you go to CVS, you get basically a toilet paper of receipts. It's like so long. But one of the things was a $3 cash back. And I'm like, wait a minute. I actually had to figure out. I'm like, wait, this is an abundant opportunity. It's only $3. But I was able to buy milk. And I didn't have to use credit card. personally, credit cards, it can be like, it's such an evil thing, right? But it could be to your benefit. But I was trying to avoid using a credit card, but because my mind was open to the possibility of recognizing and being so having this gratitude for having this $3 thing. Right, I could have easily dismissed that as just a regular piece of paper in my wallet, but abundance is everywhere in small ways. It doesn't just have to be the lotto ticket.
Absolutely. Before we went on the air at 5 o'clock, I asked you how your weekend went, and you told me this great story about abundance. I'd love to hear it again.
Oh well, okay. So here we go. So my daughter is my middle school. I have two daughters. I have three kids. Two daughters, one son. My middle child is a daughter, and she's been invited to participate in the National Junior Honor Society. All that to say, she has to do community service. So she created this this community service thing where we would make sandwiches, and she designed how it would be. Okay, I want paper bags. I want disposable paper sandwich bags that are, you know, all eco-friendly. We're going to make these type of sandwiches, and we're going to go somewhere. So I helped her design, like, where we would go. We ended up going around Penn Station, Moynihan Station, Port Authority. In the process, we made 32 sandwiches. You know, it wasn't a ton of sandwiches, right? But the idea behind the doing random acts of kindness is understanding what happens and feeling what happens when you pay forward like that, when you do something positive like that. So here we are in the process of giving out sandwiches. And this guy sees us do that to this person, this homeless person on the street. And he tracks us down and he says, hey, what organization is this? And we're not with any organization. I explain what my daughter's doing. And he says, you know, what you guys are doing are fantastic. Here, I don't know how much this is, just thank you for what you're doing. It takes out a wad of 20s. The dude gave us $300. And that became this whole lesson. Like, wow, can you believe it? Look at the impact this had. It wasn't just about giving the sandwiches. You made someone feel like, wow, I want to do the same. I want to give. And that how positivity can be infectious. You know, if you just put yourself in the mindset of giving and having gratitude.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you think that you don't have enough, or you think you won't have enough, or you think that the past is going to be the same as the future, I have to say, in most cases, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So what you're talking about here is love. You're talking about contribution, and you're talking about, you know, doing something for other people, and it comes back to you. So I have to ask, how do people get a hold of you, whether they want to do Zoom with you or they want to come down to your office? How do they get a hold of you on your Facebook or on your website?
So I'm on Facebook, Angelo Ortiz OCSW. I'm on Instagram as well, Angelo Ortiz OCSW. But I could give you my phone number. But you could just shoot me a text, give me a call, or email me. My phone number is 845-391-3640. And my email is aortizlcsw@gmail.com. And we can make an appointment either for psychotherapy or for Reiki or for both.
Yeah, I tell you, having a coach, having a therapist, having someone that's, you know, knows this information is priceless. I know I have a coach in my business, and the other day we were talking about business, and we were talking about marketing and talking about my script, and all of a sudden it kind of like blended into this idea of like, who are you, what do you want to be, how you want to be, and that conversation is priceless. We're going to take a quick commercial, 30 seconds. When we come back, I want to ask you, you know, what's the process that people go through when they sit down with you? So stay tight. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
You've been listening to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show, brought to you by motivational speaker Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. If you wish you could sharpen your focus on what matters most to you and achieve more, then you owe it to yourself to read Greg's ebook at gregdwyerebook.com. That's www.gregdwyerebook.com. Download it today and give it away. As always, we want to thank you for listening to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with motivational speaker Greg Dwyer. Now back to our show. Take it away, Greg.
We are talking to Angelo Ortiz, and I have to ask the question, when someone's sitting down and they're arguing for their limitations, they're telling you that they can't do it, what do you do? Like, how do you get them to walk around and see their beliefs from a different point of view? What's your secret?
So, you know, there's a few things I rely upon. I rely upon my clinical training, and I rely upon my connection to the universe and energy and intuition and guidance. So what I generally try to do is I try to understand the arc of a person's life. Now, when we're born as a blank slate, essentially. And then we, as children, we go through a series of circumstances that shape our thinking and shape our concepts and shape our understanding of the world we live in. So then I try to look at the history of a person's life, and I look at major milestones or major traumas or major life events and decisions. And I try to figure out where and how has this person's thinking been shaped, right? To the point where today the choices and their perceptions of today, where have those limiting beliefs interfered with their conception and their response to the world that they live in now. And then once I go through the process of understanding a person's life story and they tell me everything they're experiencing now, you know, it's a series of back and forth questions, and I may give feedback about a certain concept or a certain perception about their current situation, and we have a back and forth about that. And more often than not, what ends up happening is a person sort of has these little aha moments where they start thinking about things a little bit differently. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, you know, I haven't thought about it quite like that. Or it's like, well, you know, I have to think like this because that's the way I thought. That's the way it's always been. And then I remember, well, you mean it's always been like that ever since this point in time where you learned that, right? And so, you know, I go back and forth and I try to understand not just the person's history, but the energy that I'm feeling from them, right? The emotions, right? Where's this knot of energy or these knots of energy that they're feeling that help them sort of relive their worldview from the past? And how do I work with that and help them understand that from a whole other level as opposed to just thinking through a two-dimensional perspective about their life story? So then, you know, more often than not, we get to a place where their thinking becomes a little bit more flexible. Because they try different things, they try different concepts, they try ways to get out of their brain and into their bodies. So often people just live in their brains. They try to rationalize and understand things to the point where it's impossible for their brains to even think about it anymore, and they just spin themselves into a circle. So once they develop the practice of being out of their brains a little bit and more into their body sense, if that makes any sense, to understand their world not just through their brain but through their feelings in their general body, then they start thinking a little bit differently. But you have to work and massage so many different things as you're working with the person through that: their emotions, their thoughts, their conception of selves in relation to their life experiences, and then you kind of get them to start dreaming and thinking about what do they want for themselves? Where do they see themselves going? You know, if this was a perfect world and you could snap your fingers and something would happen, what would you like to see for yourself? And helping them feel the safety and the security to make certain life choices in small ways to be able to get a win out of something, you know, to do something small for it to go right so you can reinforce the message that anything is possible.
Wow. So I have to ask, I've heard people say this before, Tony Robbins, I'm a big fan, if you're in your head, you're dead. And so I'm curious about this. How do you help a person get out of their head into their feelings? How do you get them to go from cerebral exercise to actually feeling certain things? And why is that shift really important? That's what I really want to know.
So that shift is key. Because they're so used to living in their heads, they have no idea what else is happening in their bodies, right? Or in their other senses. You know, just like go back to the Penn and Teller story, right? So you're using just your eyes to see what they're doing. And if you only use one sense, you are limited by that one sense. And one sense alone can fool you. So you get them into the state where they're thinking less and feeling more. And this seems shishi woo-woo, but literally this is where meditative practice comes in and breath work, because what it does is refocuses and trains your mind on something else other than the train of thoughts that you go through, that you torture yourself with. You've become a slave to the thoughts, a slave to the limited beliefs. So if you take a few moments, even if you could do it for 10 seconds, to focus on a breath for 10 seconds, that's a win. Because you can take those 10 seconds and make them 20. You make those 20, you can make it 30. But then when you start expanding your brain to be outside of itself and start focusing on an activity like breathing, or seeing what else is happening in your body, how do your toes feel at this moment, you are creating a space where they can perceive the world beyond their limited rational thoughts just by doing that. So it seems shishi woo, you hear about breathwork meditation. I'm not a meditator. I don't know how to meditate. But you know something? The funny thing is that's your brain telling you you don't know how to meditate. You know, the brain wants to stay where it is. Leave me alone. I'm fine the way I am. But really the practice is about getting outside of that and just giving yourself those 5-10 seconds to try something different, to reprogram your brain differently.
It sounds like a defense mechanism, a survival thing, like I don't want to really change, so let's just talk about math.
Yes. Well, that's why the brain is there, right? The brain is there to protect you. I'm here to protect you because life is dangerous, and God forbid an elephant steps on us because, you know, we don't want to get squashed. We're this little primate walking around, and we don't want to get killed, right? We don't want to get killed. We have to protect ourselves. We can't take risks because, God forbid, anything happens to us. It's our fear center trying to tell us to keep the status quo because that's what we created to feel safe, right? We can't go beyond these limits because, God forbid, we fail. God forbid it doesn't turn out the way we want it to. I can't deal with that. No, better to stay here where it's nice and safe.
You know, I was coming home from Hartford today, and as I was coming into Litchfield, there was a police blockage. I don't know what was going on. And so I had to take another direction. And I thought to myself, well, I don't have my GPS, but I don't really care, and I don't have to be anywhere. But I'm taking this other route to get home, and I'm thinking to myself, how often do I just brainlessly just drive the same way, the same thing all the time? And these habits, I do believe, and I'm speaking for myself, these habits keep us enslaved. And I kind of took this road, never been there before, and I thought to myself, you know, one of these days I should just get in my car and just drive around Connecticut, go on the back roads as a metaphor for doing things that I normally don't do in my head. And I got to imagine that the brain gets wired over and over and over and over again so that we think we have freedom, but in reality we're just doing the same thing over and over again, like that movie Groundhog Day.
Exactly. We have well-worn and well-trodden paths that we're so used to operating within. And as a matter of fact, that's a great metaphor, because once you start pushing the limits of that, it's, well, let me try doing it this way, right? And now nothing horrible happened. You got home eventually, and we're talking right now, right? So, I mean, you know, if you start doing things just a little bit differently, when they work out okay, right? Or even if something goes wrong, as well, I got lost for a little bit. It took me half an hour or more to get home. That's fine. What was that experience like? And you sort of process and debrief that in therapy or in counseling or in life coaching or whatever it is like that. What was that experience like for you? You do a debrief on that. You pack it apart so that your brain doesn't condense that and reinforce its limited narrow view. That, you see, I told you it wasn't going to work out. I should have stayed on the highway. No. Let's not use that negativity or reinforce that worldview. Let's pack it apart a little bit and see what that experience is like.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the guy that goes up to the burger joint. He orders a double burger with fries, and maybe he has Swiss cheese on it and mayonnaise and ketchup and mustard. And then he gets it and he goes, wait a minute. The only reason why I'm doing this is because this is what my parents used to give me 25, 30 years ago. You know, this is not my choice. I've been programmed. I mean, even to this day, I love Fritos. Or even to this day, I love ice cream that has this caramel crunch in it. And I think to myself, I know why. when I was 5, when I was 8, you know, these are some of the comfort foods that my parents would give me, you know, and it's programming based on the past over and over again, and it's kind of boring, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's okay to have preferences like that that are familiar to you. The problem becomes is when those preferences become the only experience you have. So say you will never eat anything but macaroni and cheese because that's all I like. Really? Really? Have you ever tried creme brulee? I mean, come on, right? So it's like, you know, you get attached to the way things are and you don't want to experience anything else, right? It's okay to like your mac and cheese, but it's okay to try other things and like them and not like them. It's okay to explore what's possible.
Yeah, and the other metaphor is travel. Like, I love travel. I've been to Israel like 10 times. I've been all over Europe. And I say to people, you know, if you leave your house, you have to leave the familiar and you have to go somewhere different. I remember the first time I went to Israel, the Middle East and the Jordan. It was culture shock. I was overwhelmed with the smells, the bells, the language, the everything. You know, it was just culture shock. But when you come home, you see the world differently. You see things differently because you've been dropped in another world. I just love it as a metaphor. So we got 3 minutes left. I want to give you the platform. Anything that you want to say, you got 3 minutes. How's that?
Well, I'll just add on to what you just said. I've worked for many years with kids from Washington Heights and Inwood, and I have to tell you that idea of traveling, this is true for kids who grew up in the inner city. And the neighborhood I grew up in, they never travel south of 96th Street. They don't realize there's a world south of 96th Street, or even south of 155th Street. They have not even seen the rest of Manhattan, some of them. They don't know what exists outside of Manhattan. So it's not just about traveling outside of the country. It could be traveling anywhere. You're only limited by the boundaries that you place upon yourself at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. And, you know, you can tiptoe to your grave safely, Angelo, and say, I got there safe.
That's true.
Okay. So give your contact information again. I'm sure people are going to want to reach out to you. You seem like a great guy, a helping guy, and definitely sincere. And I'm sure that people are going to want to work with you. So give that information out again.
Thank you. That's Angelo Ortiz, LCSW. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook or 845-391-3640 or at aortizlcsw@gmail.com.
Excellent. And one thing I'm thinking of is, you know, we're in the middle of this pandemic. 2020 last year was probably stressful. You probably had a lot of clients. But are you optimistic about the future, are you?
I can't do this line of work without feeling the optimism. It's ingrained in what I do. There's always brighter days ahead. Even in our darkest moments, the light really shines bright when we allow ourselves to see when it starts peeking through the darkness.
Wow, that's profound. And you know what? I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for your light. I'm glad our paths crossed. It's synchronistic. Who knows? I'd love to have you on a television show. I do a television show up here in Connecticut, so if you ever get up here in the Connecticut area, I'd love to have you on television to spread this information. Angelo, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Guys, we're out of time. All I would say is stay focused and mind yourself. Thanks, Angelo.
Take care. Thank you.
You've been
very
listening
much.
To the Greg Dwyer Radio Show, brought to you by motivational speaker Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. Check out Greg at gregdwyer.com. Be sure to download his ebook at gregdwyerebook.com to stay focused on what matters most to you. That's www.gregdwyerebook.com. We want to thank you for listening. Now go make a difference in your world.